This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is everybody here a sibling? I know, Ted, that you have siblings. I know, Thrilly, that you have siblings. I do. Mm-hmm. Miles, do you as well?
Yep.
All right. Anything that you guys fought about on a regular basis? Anything that you just stupid?
I mean,
stupid
front
little
seat.
Things? Front seat no. Isn't bad at all.
Brother and I only fought once, believe it or not.
Oh yeah,
and
really?
It ended quickly when he pushed me into my mom's guitar. And we realized we broke it, and in that moment, we're like, "Dad's gonna kill us both."
My brother is 7 years, and my daughter or sister is 9 years younger than me. So I was just a babysitter.
Oh, gotcha.
Essentially, I was the guy who let them go out for dinner.
Front seat or. I don't know. Sometimes on Fridays we're going to have for dinner.
I like
it's like my parents would be like, you guys can decide.
Oh, right.
Much more with my sisters. We're 2 years apart than my brother. He's 7 years older.
Gotcha. Well, Ted, you're tracking with the normal.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 silly things that siblings fight about. I am the middle child with an older and younger brother. Both of these pillars of society think that the louder they talk to the point of yelling will convince the other of just how very right they are about whatever stupid, pointless, useless thing they're arguing over. Then they try their best to appeal to me to be the tiebreaker. I want none of this. Instead of raising my voice to join the cacophony of misguided rambling, I simply hang up on them. Leave me alone.
Yeah. So these are the little fights, the little things that siblings fight about. Number 10 on the list. Who has to clean the litter box or basically just pick up after the animal?
That, I'll tell you who does that. The parents.
That's fact.
Inevitably.
You know, I mean, you could say, I want a kitty. You know you got to do this. Mm-hmm. You know you got to do this.
I will. They won't.
Yep. Because they will wait to the point where the cat will not go in there anymore to use it.
Correct.
And that's when you have a problem because you're going to get sprayed and neutered, so to speak.
Well, and here's the thing. They do have intention to do it, and they're fine with doing it. It's just it happens a lot more frequently than they actually want it to happen.
That's
and they're
the
a lot more willing to wait you out.
Oh, yeah. I'll wait for you to get mad at me.
That's right. Exactly. Who gets to feed the cat?
What?
Okay.
My kids do not fight for that.
No.
At
it
all.
Was, I don't, yeah. Like it feeding was, the dog was never like a big deal. You just put puppy chow in his bowl.
Right. And then they just, attack it with everything that they got. So that's kind of funny. But at the same time, like.
Yeah, my kids aren't different.
I'm not.
Feed
I'm
the
not,
dog, feed the cat. Okay.
Exactly. Little things that siblings fight about. Who gets to sleep with the cat? Who gets the cat in their room at night?
Let the cat decide.
That's pretty much what it turns out to be. This
the
is
cat
why,
will make a decision.
I think this is why kids might not have the best relationship with their animals, because they want the cat to sleep in their bed, because that's awesome. You got this cute little animal that's sleeping next to you. They like indifference.
Right.
They like to show up to the person that does not give a damn about it to just lay there and just sleep through the night.
Yeah. And I've watched my friend's kids with a cat just pick it up. It's like, that's a real cat.
Exactly.
You want a cat to fall asleep? Open up a magazine. Open up a book. Open up your laptop. Put it on your lap.
It will climb on and
then
go
move
to
it over.
Yep.
That is all you need
there
to
you
do.
There you go, buddy.
There it is. Why is it always right on the screen? Doggone
it. Your cat was big on that when you were home for COVID, right?
Yes.
Just kept standing there like, dude, come on.
She can't have me at home without any strangers in the house without being on my lap. She has to be in my business at all hours of the doggone day. I will get up and I will go into my room and chill out on my computer, and she'll just need to jump up and walk all over the doggone place, stepping all over and scratching me all over because she has terrible footing. And then I'll get up and I'll go to the living room and she's got to follow me out there with her freaking primordial pouch swapping all over the place. I love her to death, but doggone it, she's
got a big belly.
She's suffocating me, man. Like, it's having
this is the new one or the old one?
This is the oldest one that I've got, okay. And she's like having the clingiest girlfriend that you've ever known. Like, bro, give me space. Shoot. Silly things that siblings fight about. Who left the wet towel on the floor of the bathroom?
I already know in my family.
Yeah, that was my sister's problem. I don't like a wet towel. I hated grabbing onto the towel and feeling any kind of a moisture whatsoever, so yeah. I got really good really quickly at hanging up my towel when I was done with it because
why
I wanted it to be dry.
Kids have such a hard time with that.
Kids have terrible bathroom etiquette.
I'm like, you with a rod that you place your towel on. I mean, and you just drop it on there. That is all you have to do.
Kids are going to take a dump, man, and realize the roll's empty on the toilet paper. Yeah. And not even, Dad, you saw it before you sat down.
Right. I don't know what it was with my sisters, but they walked out of the shower and they must have just not dried themselves one iota. They must have just stepped right out of the shower. Because every time I followed them into the bathroom, oh my God, it was absolutely horrendously wet on the ground.
Yeah, there's a bath mat, but like, I get it. It's going to get a little damp, but yeah, sometimes you go in there and it's like soaking and you're like, that's not even kids. Sometimes I've done it with adults and I'm like, did you dry off at all before you got out of the shower?
It's not an extra towel. It's a little bit of a failsafe, a good catch, if you will. Something to keep you from having to put your feet right down on the tile.
I mean, my daughter's gotten better at it now. It looks like a normal person took a shower, but you go in there after her, and I'm like, did you, like, shoot a water monster in the head with a shotgun? I'm like, why is there so much water on the floor?
Like, there's a place in multiple locations, but the one across the street from where I live, Lido's Pizza, when you walked in, you made a right, and there's a hallway, and the bathroom's right there, but that's also where the service counter is, where you go up and you order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, first booth, looking out the window. Kid's like, Dad, I need to use the bathroom. I'm like, all right, we'll just go. It's right there. So, and she walks by a couple video games, goes to the bathroom. It's the first door on the left. She walks in there, and all of a sudden I hear a scream.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scream like 5 minutes later, Dad! Dad, come wipe my butt!
Oh, Jesus, man.
Restaurant's packed.
How old is she?
She's 4 or 5. The echo's coming up the hall.
Oh, no.
I can't walk into the woman's restaurant.
Right.
No!
Dad! Dad, come wipe my butt!
You're on your own, kid.
God damn it.
I mean, you like, ask him, hey, lady, I know you don't know me.
I basically...
Can you wipe my daughter's ass?
I asked our waitress if she could go in and make sure she was okay.
Is that how you framed it?
I told her to just do the best she could, tell her that, and then pull up her pants, and I will take her in the other bathroom.
Right.
Rimini.
Okay. Like, I'll meet you outside. We'll go into the men's bathroom.
Number 5 on the list of silly things that siblings fight about. Who has to load the dishwasher? When I was growing up, we were on a rotation. There was the three of us, so there were three main chores that we had to do. It was either vacuuming, it was taking the trash out, or you had to do the kitchen. And then Mike had to do all of them always.
When I was growing up, my father made it very clear. Well, no one has to load the dishwasher because there shouldn't be any goddamn plates in the sink. If you're done with it, just put it. I mean, like, that was the thing, man. So
that was not our household.
Nothing ever collected in the sink.
That's why dishes in our house sucked the most, because we didn't have that steadfast rule. Now, we were told it's going to make things a lot easier on everybody if you load the dishwasher as you go. However, nobody gave a damn about that. And you could always tell who wasn't on kitchen duty because they did a lot of cooking. They did all the baking. They did all the cooking. And there was always a pile that was a mile high of doggone dishes that had to be done.
I always appreciated. Think about my father. It's like, I'm never giving you an explanation why I want things done the way I want them done. You just need to do them for fear of death.
And right.
I'm like, it worked. It's 100% correct.
Exactly. Another thing that silly thing that siblings fight about, you hear this. Who's going to tell Mom and Dad? I'll tell you who's going to tell them. The one that didn't do it, that really wants to get you in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Because it's obvious somebody broke it.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just like, right.
But in the case of, like, Steve, when it's the both of you that did it, that is the only time that you two work in the best tandem that you ever have.
You absolutely do. I remember spilling the red Kool-Aid on the sofa that my parents had said, do not drink Kool-Aid on the sofa. And then we did, and then just like they predicted, it spilled, and my brother and I probably stared at this thing for 20 minutes in a cold sweat, like, what do we do? My brother, being the mad genius, we flipped
it over.
All right, now keep in mind, at this point, I have forgotten that this has happened. My brother has since gone off to college, and we're going to now move to Baltimore.
Okay.
So my dad, I'm like, God damn it, Steve! So, like, 4 years had passed, man, and he was pulling the cushions off the sofa, and he's just pointing at this old-ass Kool-Aid stand. And I'm like, man.
That was years ago, man.
It was years ago, which apparently was the wrong thing to do. Like, what? I was like, that had happened like 4 or 5 years ago.
He didn't notice
ago.
For years.
We
I
flipped
was
the cushion over, man. I mean, like, you didn't know. Yeah.
It is amazing they'll still get mad about something.
Well, the thing is, I don't remember which one of us spilled it, but in that moment, we both knew we'd both get in trouble. But, like, I'm the only one taking the heat for this.
That's right.
And Adrian's in college, and I'm getting the rundown from your tropical freaking Kool-Aid on that ugly-ass sofa.
Number 2, the first piece of cake. Who gets the first? Honestly, whoever's birthday it is.
But say it's not a birthday.
Uh-huh.
And your mother just got a hair up her ass, decided to make you a piece of cake or make you a cake when you got home from school. Yeah, in that moment. It seemed critically important who got the first piece.
Whichever cretin's hand is closest to Mom when she's serving up the cake.
I remember a piece of pizza was always a huge fight, too.
Oh, yeah? Who gets that first slice?
I don't know why.
Or the last piece.
Well, and
that's where the, like,
the last
fight
piece,
brewing.
Right, that's a legit thing.
That's also an honorable mention like on the list is the last
piece.
That's why
kids eat like Joey Chestnut.
Right, just
if you have siblings, I mean, it's a race.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's also a preference on which piece it is. You know, that's why you want to get the first one, because you want the one that's bigger, you want the one that's smaller, you want the one that's oblong shaped.
More toppings,
right.
Whatever.
Want the one with the big old bubble that's on it, you know, whatever it is, you want that one that's specific. If it's cake, you want the one with the little flower on it, or the one with
right.
this little writing on it, or you want this corner piece, because it's all got all the doggone icing
actually,
on it.
Actually, the weirdest piece of cake I ever ate, it was, I think it was my father's birthday, it was something, but there was a bunch of family together, and they did, it's one of the first photo cakes we'd seen.
Okay.
So there's my father's face on the cake. Well, when it comes time to cut the cake, it felt weird.
Yes.
Right? Because you're just sliced into your dad's face. But the piece I got was his eye. And I'm just like, man, Steven. I really don't want to eat this. It's so weird.
I can see you.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this is the number one silly thing that siblings fight about. Ted, you absolutely nailed it, man. Dibs on shotgun.
Oh, constantly.
And the problem is that when one actually has the wherewithal, as you're about to go to the car to say shotgun, then myself, the jealous one, all of a sudden it's like, well, I call shotgun on the way back.
Always. That is always the follow-up.
And then it starts that argument. You can't call shotgun until it's time to go to the car.
Which is funny, because I feel like as an adult, half the time, like, I'll just sit in the back.
Right.
I'm fine. But as a kid, it's very important to have that shotgun
Super important.
Dude, that's the adult seat up there. That's the captain's chair.
Yeah. Man, that's a good point.
Hell yeah, man.